Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are so grateful to the Lord. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 121, verses 1 to 3. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. What a beautiful word of encouragement, and how psalmist declares the glory of God and how he depends and trusts on Jehovah is amazing. My dear brothers and sisters, the more we pursue God's majesty and greatness, the greater becomes our strength to live victoriously. Each day we need to take him and take time to look away from ourselves and our petty complaints and focus our attention on our Creator God. Someone has observed that it is usually not so much the greatness of our troubles as the littleness of our spirit that makes us disgruntled complainers. A worthy starting point is to find inspiration from some part of God's creation. For the psalmist, it was looking at the hills all around him, reminders of God's power and authority. In another portion, the psalmist reminds us that in time of need, we should flee like a bird to our mountain and there find rest and security, as referenced in Psalms 11:1. Yet the instruction is clear that though we receive inspiration from observing the majesty of creation, our real source of help must ultimately come from a personal relationship with God Himself, the Lord who heaven and earth hath made. Hallelujah. Well, that's what we encouraged. And that's where we behold the beauty and the glory of God. We lift up our eyes to the hills from where our help comes from. Our help only comes from the Lord, the Creator of heaven and earth. Amen. Let's pray. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you, Lord, that you are an awesome God, a good God, a great God, a mighty God, a God who never fails, God who never changes. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And therefore, we appreciate you. We love you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. And we give you the praise. You are an amazing God, O Lord. You do amazing miracles in our midst. You are a miracle-working God. Yes, our help only comes forth from you. Yes, our protection only comes forth from you. Lord, your words say that he will not allow your foot to slip. Your words say that he who keeps you will not slumber. Lord, that's amazing assurance that we receive this morning, and we give you all the praise for that. Abba Father, this morning, O Lord, I lift up your flock into your most holy hands as they step out to the jobs, to the businesses, in running the errands for the day. I speak your blessings upon them. I speak, O Lord, upliftment for their lives. I speak, O Lord, that you will show them the sign of your favor. I speak, O Lord, that you will show yourself mighty on their behalf, and let the name of Yeshua be glorified in and through their lives. I cover all of them under your blood, O Father, and bless the work of their hands. Lord, I pray that you will increase the territory. Lord, you will expand the boundaries, and you will bless them abundantly. Abba Father, I pray peradventure if anyone is sick in our midst, O Father, I send forth your word of healing into their bodies, Lord, because your word tells us that by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed and made whole. And we thank you for that. Therefore, Lord, I take authority over every demon of infirmity that causes sickness and disease and depression and disillusionment. I rebuke it, and I command it to come out in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I speak your blessings upon your people, that by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed. And we thank you that today we enjoy the healing virtue of Jesus that flows upon our bodies from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And we bless you for that. We thank you, we honor you, we appreciate you, and we give you all glory and dominion. power and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.